This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation rail projects including the new railway line connecting Manoharabad and Siddipet and the electrification project between Dharmabad, Manoharabad and Mehboobnagar Kurnool in Telangana today. He also dedicated various developmental programs worth 8,000 crore rupees from Nizamabad. The Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation the first 800 megawatt unit of Phase 1 of Telangana Super Thermal Power Project of NTPC at Ramagundam. The power plant will generate 85% of the electricity that will be utilized in the state itself and will also improve north-south grid connectivity. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for 50-bed critical care blocks under the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission in 20 district headquarters. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth 27,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of the Tribal Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the dream of a developed India will be fulfilled only when every state, district and village is developed. He said the BJP government at the centre is paying special attention to infrastructure development in the country. Mr. Modi said in the last 9 years, the expenditure on infrastructure development has been increased to 10 lakh crore rupees. He said many steps have been taken in the last few years to make India self-reliant in steel manufacturing. Massive tremors were felt in the northern part of the country, including the national capital Delhi today, after two earthquakes with magnitude of 4.6 and 6.2 hit Nepal. The National Center for Seismology said the epicenter was at Nepal at a depth of 5 kilometers. The first earthquake hit at 2:25 this afternoon and the second at 2:51 this afternoon. There were no immediate reports of damage or casualty. The BJP today demanded CBI probe into the alleged swindling of central funds in West Bengal. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party leader and leader of opposition in State Assembly, Shubhendu Adhikari, alleged that thousands of village heads belonging to the Trinamool Congress in connivance with state government officials have been involved in corruption to the tune of thousands of crores in the state in relation to work under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Act, MGNREGA. He said the Bengal government is under 6 lakh crore debt and there are 2 crore unemployed youth in the state. Mr. Adhikari said no new industry has been set up in the state in the last 12 years. No airport or seaport has been established. He said there is no business-friendly environment in Bengal. The World Bank has decided to maintain its growth forecast for India in the fiscal year 2023-24 at 6.3%. This decision comes as India continues to exhibit strong economic growth despite facing substantial external challenges. The World Bank in its April report had cut India's growth forecast for the current fiscal to 6.3% from the earlier 6.6%. The World Bank's latest India development update observed that despite significant global challenges, India was one of the fastest growing major economies in 2022-23 at 7.2%. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today distributed 3,500 crore rupees worth of credit assistance to beneficiaries at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu today. Speaking at the event, the minister said aspirational districts are prioritized for all types of government assistance. The loans were distributed under the Credit Outreach Program. India's medal haul continues at the ongoing Hangzhou Asian Games in China. India have bagged 2 bronze medals on day 10 so far, taking its overall tally to 62 medals, 13 gold, 24 silver and 25 bronze. The country currently stands at the 4th position on the scoreboard. In boxing, Preeti lost her semi-final bout against Chang Yuan of China in the 54-kilogram weight category to win the bronze medal. In canoeing, the duo of Arjun Singh and Sunil Singh won a bronze in the men's double 1,000-meter event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Indian players for their outstanding performance at the Asian Games. And with that, we end this news bulletin.